All right. Well, good evening, everyone. We are here tonight with Peter LaRue, Pain-Free Pete, and we're going to talk about what he does. So welcome, Peter. Glad to have you.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me on. And as you know, I'm really passionate about what I do, and I'd love to talk about this subject. It's so compelling to change your body and take years and even decades off your body by doing the right things. There's so much false information out there, so let's talk about it.
Okay, so great. So you've got the title, Pain-Free Pete.
Yes.
And I know you do what you call anatomical therapy, and I'm sure people don't have a clue what that is. So why don't you tell us about what anatomical therapy is?
Okay. Anatomical therapy, it's actually so simple, it's almost hard to understand because it is so simple. And basically, all it is returning the body as close to its original blueprint as possible. Our bodies have a blueprint in which it operates at its optimum. And so the anatomical therapy is putting the head in the right position, the shoulders in the right position, stacked over the hip joints, stacked over the knee joints. Those are what we call the load-bearing joints. There's eight of them in our body, and that would be the shoulder joints, hip joints, knee joints, ankle joints. They should be stacked on top of one another in both the front view and the side view, and when they're not, that means your body's working improperly, and you're wearing out joints, you're wearing out cartilage, you're not moving correctly, and you're going to be in pain eventually, if not already.
Right.
So,
is it kind of like driving your car out of alignment?
Oh, it's precisely like that. A lot of people, what will happen, and we'll use the car analogy, is the steering wheel shaking, and we're going down the road, and we know that thing's out of alignment, and then it wears out the tires, and we put new tires on there, and if we didn't align the car as we put the new tires on, what would happen? And we're seeing a lot of that as an example of surgery today. A lot of people are wearing out parts of their body, not realigning it, and they got the new tires on, and now, guess what? It's just going to lead to more surgery later because you never took care of the original problem.
Right. So it's like someone, if they had a hip problem and they had to get a hip replacement and it's on the left side, a lot of times, you know, 3-5 years later, they're having to do the opposite side because they didn't realign the structure. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be the other hip, or probably even more common, it's going to be the knee.
Yeah.
It's just going to continue down downhill unless you correct the anatomical position, which gets us back to the original question, what is anatomical therapy? It's using the muscles. What I do, my tool is the muscles, to change the position of the body and get it as close to that anatomical position as possible, that blueprint that we can operate in and be pain and injury free.
Well, that's great.
Now,
why don't you tell us a little bit about you and how you got into what you do?
Oh, boy, that's a great question. As an adult athlete, I'm a tennis player. I play a lot of tennis.
Mm-hmm.
And years ago, I was just having one injury after another. I had plantar fasciitis, very painful. I had a heel spur where bone's actually growing out of the heel. I had shin splints, knee issue, shoulder issue, tennis elbow for a year and a half, and then myriad other things along the way. And it wasn't until I was introduced to someone like myself that all my pain was eliminated, and I've been pain and injury free ever since. That's been over 8 years. So I haven't missed a day of tennis that I want to play in over 8 years. I haven't taken an Advil or a pain relief medication in that amount of time, and boy, just honestly, my body feels great. And most people, I think, they don't even know what a good body feels like. They've lost touch with it. They think, I'm just getting old, so that's why I'm in pain. Well, No, that's not it. The real reason that you're, quote, getting old and in pain is because your blueprint is getting further and further and further away from its intended design. That's it.
Yeah, and athletes are probably the worst, right? I mean, it's kind of like driving your car really fast out of alignment. You know, everything wears out a lot quicker, and so when you've got things all over the place all the time, and I guess what I've noticed in our society, you know, take care of a lot of athletes, the tendency is to just patch them up and get them back on the field or doing what you do as fast as possible. So it's not about actually corrective care in any way. It's about just pain prevention, you know.
Oh, yeah. It's the wrap and run method. It's the medicate, wrap them up, and get them back on the court, the field, whatever their sport is. And we can talk about an athlete right now who's having a major issue, Kobe Bryant.
Uh-huh.
And if we track the past year, 2 years, we know he's had hip problems, knee problems, and so on and so forth. Those are just telltale signs of what's to come next. And, of course, now what happened is he blew out his Achilles tendon. And it was so interesting because I heard a surgeon, one of the orthopedic surgeons, talking about how you can prevent that. And his answer was, you just got to kind of take it easy, you know, if you're an adult athlete, and do a little stretching. Well, that's just not the truth. The truth is you have to change the position of the pelvic girdle so that it doesn't stress the Achilles tendon so that it rips or tears. The body is not just going to rip or tear a tendon for no reason. So
right.
there's all this nonsense information going around. It boils back to the original question you asked me, anatomical therapy, what does it do? It sets up the body so you're not overusing. That's a word we hear a lot, overuse. Well, there's no such thing. It's the position of the body that, the poor position, I should say, that asks different parts of the body to do too much work. And that's why the injury comes.
Right. And, you know, we were talking about this earlier, about talking about structure and function, that structure dictates function.
Yeah.
So you and I do different things, but we have, it works hand in hand because we're both looking at getting the structure of the body stronger so that the body can actually function as it was intended to function.
Yeah, you know, it's a wonderful 1-2 punch, and the upper cervical care that you provide is just, I mean, if no one's experienced it, I highly recommend it. You will feel wonderful when you leave Dr. Connor's office. There's no doubt about that. And, yes, the two systems work together beautifully. One is going to focus a little more on that nervous system. And, of course,
right.
my tool are the muscles.
Right. But when you have, yeah, when you have the brain and the spinal cord communicating with every other system of the body, and then you have the muscles doing what they're supposed to do, the body is now in a position to heal. And most most people don't understand that. And it's so basic.
It is, and that's the problem. It's too basic because what's going to happen when someone's in pain, number one, they think, oh, I'm just getting old, that's why I'm in pain, and then they go to the doctor, and the doctor sends them one of two places, either to physical therapy straight away, traditional physical therapy, or to the orthopedic surgeon. And the orthopedic surgeon has three choices. He's going to medicate, he's going to operate, or he's going to send you to physical therapy, traditional physical therapy. And what I mean by that is the traditional physical therapy will treat the symptom. It will not change the anatomical blueprint of the body.
Right.
And if you don't do that, you got the car driving down the road and the wheel, steering wheel shaking and, you know, little electric stim, little ultrasound, little ice, a couple exercises and some massage, and all of a sudden, you might feel a little better, but are you really going to be better in the long run? The answer is unequivocally not. And the proof of that is we can see all of the notable professional athletes, and they're really not getting better. They're just going from injury to injury to injury because nobody knows at that level how to change the position of the body intelligently, intentionally, and purposefully. And that's a big issue.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm going to bring this up, and I know we've discussed this before, but, you know, you've got pain-free feet is a real catchy logo, but really,
yes.
Your goal, I mean, obviously, people come into us when they're in pain. People are not motivated typically by saying, you know what, I want to feel great every day, and so what do I have to do? And typically, if they're saying that, they're going out, and they're jogging, and they're working out, and they're doing things that they think they should be doing, as opposed to, you know, maybe what's really best for them.
Yes.
So to have someone actually assess their posture, and I do that in a different way than you do, but we both assess posture because it has so much to do with health and well-being.
Oh,
so although
yeah,
you
huge.
Talk about, like, pain-free heat, it's not about just being pain-free. It's actually about being well and healthy and having the body, the vehicle that's going to take you through life and enjoying it, right? Because most people are stuck in their bodies and they're having a hard time maneuvering their vehicle, right?
No question about it. And the thing that really breaks my heart is when I have someone come in and see me and they've had one or two operations and they're down the road a bit.
Yeah.
And their bodies are so compromised. And it's what I call life's cruel trick. And here's the trick. The trick is you work hard, you set yourself up for retirement, you finally retire, and guess what? You can't even take a trip to Europe because your body can't do it. And to me, from my vantage point, based on what I know and what I've experienced, that's the most ridiculous thing in the world in the sense that it is absolutely and unequivocally correctable. And the one thing we have to think about is if we ran or walked 10 miles a day, we'd say, hey, that's a great effort. But what if the object of that effort was to find a sunset and you're going east? Well, the result's not going to be real good, is it? And that's kind of what people are doing when they do, like you mentioned earlier, they're going to the gym, they're working out, they're doing all these activities, thinking that their bodies are going to get better, when in many cases they're actually making their body worse. Now, with all that being said, definitely, always, the body loves motion and movement, always move that body, no question about that. But let's get on track and let's do the right things and let's change that body so that you can do anything you want as long as you're on planet Earth. And that's my firm belief that that's extremely achievable.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things that I talk about in our healthcare class is that you don't, as you get older, you should get better. You know, of course the body's going to age, but it doesn't mean you have to break down. And we're so trained and ingrained with that thought process that that's what's going to happen when we get older. I mean, I just had a patient say to me the other day, I don't know how I had time to work. Now that I'm retired, all I do is go to doctor's appointments. I wouldn't have time to work anymore.
Yeah,
and
you know what?
That's so sad.
it is sad, and guess what? That's very true. There's a lot of people that are doing just that. The care of their body, and they're chasing their tail because this is all the pound of cure. This is none of the ounce of the prevention.
Right.
They're chasing their symptoms around, and they're on the wrong side of seeing a doctor. You know, definitely go to the doctor, get your physical exams, and so on and so forth, but you do not want to be on the wrong side of that. So we want that ounce of prevention instead of
right.
that ounce of cure.
And so, you know, you don't brush your teeth once a year. You have to do that daily.
Yes.
And it's the same thing with your musculoskeletal system. You've got to do certain things on a daily basis, and it doesn't take a lot of time, right? I mean, when someone comes in to see you, you're going to assess their posture, you're going to see what's going on with them, and then you're going to customize a program that they can take home for themselves to do, right?
Oh, it's such a beautiful system because you get an actual printout with pictures, descriptions, order, and sequence of everything for you to do. You're on a program, and it's so easy to follow. And the wonderful thing is you invest a few minutes a day. And what this does is it just circumvents all the negative influence that your body's had all day, such as sitting behind the computer, driving in the car, you're playing tennis and golf and all these dysfunctional sports. And boy, if you don't do anything to counteract all that negative influence, you will be in pain and you will be wearing out cartilage and joints and all kinds of things. But yes, definitely, maintenance is easy.
Yeah, and that's what we really have to train people to start thinking about is preventative, going towards health and wellness as opposed to avoiding disease.
Because, oh, no question.
Yeah, we know that with the healthcare reform and the new Obamacare coming in, you know, if you think your government's going to be taking care of you in your old age, think again. And
yeah,
so
that's exactly right. And I would get a kick out of this. People are under the impression that, oh, okay, we're living longer now, things are much better, and maybe we are. I don't know the true statistics, but that doesn't matter. The point I'm going to make is that if you track people as they enter their golden or silver years, whatever you want to call it, is their quality of life is not that great. They,
right.
They can't come and go as they please. They're going from doctor to doctor, like you mentioned earlier. They're taking drugs like crazy.
Yeah.
It's just insanity.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, I think people are fed up with that. You know, I have people that come in and they give me a list and there's 5 to 10 different medications they're on.
Oh,
you know,
that's scary.
And I just think, yeah, I mean, I can't even imagine driving a car when you're on all these different things, pain relievers and muscle relaxers and, you know, blood pressure medication, and it just goes, cholesterol medication, it just goes on and on and on.
Oh,
and
it
I
does.
Think, how can you feel good, you know? I mean, you can't. And you can't even be aware of what your body's doing when you're that numbed out to some degree, you know?
No. The scary part for me is when you watch television and you hear the drug commercials and they're saying how great such and such drug is, and then at the end they got side effects such as death, blindness,
yeah.
Deafness. all I'm going, I wouldn't put anything in my body that I have a chance of going blind or dying. Why would I do that? That's
right.
That just doesn't make any sense to me. Now, don't get me wrong.
But that tells you where people are at, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
well, they're desperate.
And when you're in that kind of pain, you're willing to do anything.
Yeah, it's called being desperate, absolutely. They're looking for any means to correct their deficiency.
Yeah, and, you know, I think when I see people, like, it breaks my heart when I say, you know, when someone comes in and they've had migraines, and I say, how long have you been going on? 22 years.
Oh,
22 years, you know, and you think, and you've been living like that, and you somehow manage, like, it's just astounding to me what people are able to cope with or deal with. I guess, you know, you don't really have a choice when it's going on, but, you know, sometimes solutions are right there for you, and it's
yeah.
just looking in a little bit different direction and following that path, and I think that's where we're going with healthcare, that people are going to start finding the things that you and I do because they are motivated to take care of themselves.
Well, amen. I hope more and more people do what I call drink the Kool-Aid. And it's kind of a inside joke I have, but you have to come in and see me and drink the Kool-Aid because it's things that you haven't heard before. And guess what? I always say, would you take financial advice from a financial planner that lives out of their car? And kind of a silly statement, you know, of course you wouldn't. So who are you going to and what's their level of health like? Do I want to follow this person? So come on in and see me, I'd like to think I'm a great example for taking care of the body and making sure I can do the things that I want to do. So.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, you're in phenomenal shape, and you practice what you preach, which is great because, you know, there is a do as I say, don't do as I do.
Right.
But when, you know, when you're living it, and then you know, and especially when you've been through things and you've hurt and you've found a solution, you know, it's inspiring. Why don't you talk just a little bit, because I know people don't relate. Like, I'm always amazed when someone comes in, you know, someone comes to see me and they've got migraines, and yet I'm really good at handling sciatic pain, and they think all I handle is headaches or migraines because they come to see me for that. Now, if someone has a low back issue, that low back is affecting the neck, correct?
No question.
And by sometimes working that low back out, the neck will release.
Yes.
Yes. So why don't you talk just a little bit about that as far as just different areas of the body? Like, I mean, obviously you're assessing everything, but you probably have a protocol that you follow, and depending on what's going on with the person. But, you know, what are you looking at when someone comes in?
Well, what I'm looking at, number one, I'm looking at the hip position.
Yes.
The elevated and rotated pelvic position is not going to be a good thing. The shoulder hinged forward, so you're losing that ball and socket function, is not going to be a good thing. And those two components, along with the head forward position, that's going to affect the way that knee tracks. And so if the knee's not tracking properly, you're going to have internal or external rotation of your upper leg, which is going to cause that knee to start wearing out that cartilage. And then all of a sudden, hey, I'm bone on bone. Nothing you could do for me. Well, guess what? You continue down that path. Yeah, that's going to be a problem. And then, of course, you know, foot issues are just enormous today. People with neuromas and plantar fasciitis and spurs and all these kinds of things in the feet. That's all a product, ultimately, of that pelvic position. And how is that hip to knee to ankle association doing? And I haven't had one person in that could line up with a stick that I use to show if the low joints are lined up. Not one person that's even close. And I had a guy last week came in and goes, yeah, my posture is really good. And he stood there. I said, okay, well, let's find out. And we put the stick up there, and then he looked in the mirror. He couldn't believe it. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So, it's all connected. And if you think you have a big toe problem, well, that's the symptom. That's not the real issue. Rarely is the symptom that you're experiencing the real issue. So you have to treat the body as a whole. There's no other way.
Right. Yeah. And that, you know, it's the same thing with me. I work at the top, but I'm assessing what's going on with the pelvis because that's your base of support, right? So if that thing is, if the pelvis is up, we got to get the pelvis in alignment with the rib cage and alignment with the head and the neck in a correct way, or else forget about it. You can't expect that.
I love getting, most important, getting that head in the right position over the shoulders, over the pelvic girdle properly. That's enormous.
Yeah.
And well, that's something
wants,
that...
Go ahead, sorry.
Well, I was going to say that's something that the upper cervical care really does a very good job in accomplishing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And you can, from the bottom up or the top down, you just have to do it in a systematic way, align the body.
Yes.
And then, you know, then everything's going to start working better. And, you know, people don't really get that when you get the brain and the spinal cord communicating with every other system, that your immune system works better and your circulatory system works better, and then the hormones start changing, and, you know, your digestive tract is moving like it should. Like, and again, when you get movement in there, when things start moving and communicating again, the body will go back to where it's supposed to be. It wants to be there. It wants to be healthy. It wants to be in its natural state, like you had talked about at the beginning.
Yeah, one thing that I think people in general really haven't considered, and that's all of our internal glands and organs in our rib cage are strategically placed in there. And there may only be an inch apart from each other, and all of a sudden, if we have a hinged forward shoulder and our head is in a forward position, we have an elevated and rotated hip, well, that rib cage is really torqued, and guess what? Everything that's inside the rib cage, the internal glands and organs, maybe now they're touching where they shouldn't be touching. So if they're touching, you get pressure on them, they're not functioning properly, you have all of your liquid systems, your blood flow, your lymph flow, and your neurological flow interrupted to whatever degree. It's like a hose being pinched off if you had water running through it. And this is what's happening when that body's not in the right position. And if you think it's not, you're just kidding yourself.
Well, and the thing is that with the nervous system, only 10% is what we feel, sensory, that we're aware of. 10%, 90% we're not aware of. That's how someone can say, how I end up with cancer? How come I didn't have any symptoms? Well, there's plenty of stuff going on. It's just that you weren't aware of it, because that 10% probably at some point was alerting you of something and you ignored it. And then you ignored some other warning sign. And they could have been minor.
Yes.
But it's, you know, it's the same thing with heart disease. Most people don't know they have heart disease until they've had a heart attack. You know, so it's the silent things that are things that get us, and if we're only aware of the 10%, the 90% is what we really need to be concerned about.
Yes. So the bottom line on all that is you have to be, you, me, everyone, we have to be CEO of our bodies. We
exactly.
are the caretakers, and if we're looking outside of us to take care of our body, we're kind of looking in the wrong place. We need to be looking right in that mirror and asking, are we doing the right thing?
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, no one's going to be perfect, but certainly we want to gather as much information and do the most correct thing for our body that we can possibly do.
Yeah, I agree. Amen to that. Okay, so if anybody wants to get a hold of you, now I know you offer your first session. You're going to offer that for free to our callers tonight. So if anybody wants to get a hold of you, they can call Pete at 949-939-8041, or they can email you at www.painfreepete.com. Is that correct?
Well, the painfreepete.com website.
Okay.
It's really the portal to get in touch with me, painfreepete.com.
Okay.
And that's where you can watch videos, you can email me, you can call me. I just really welcome you to come in and take advantage of my complimentary hour. And it's not just an hour where we sit and chat and twiddle our thumbs. We're going to go to work we're going to get some stuff done.
Yeah, no, and it's fun because, you know, I've worked with you, and it's fun to, you do a couple of things that seem so minor, and the next thing you know, your whole center of gravity is different, or, you know, I have a bad knee, and you show me how my hips were off, and by, you know, getting some movement in the hips, how the knee felt better. I mean, it's fun to actually have that awareness, like, wow, you know, and think about the patterns that have been established, and then you can when you start breaking them down and seeing, you know, that there is a better way, there is another way.
Yeah.
So that's always nice.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm literally thankful every day when I see people come in, and it's almost unbelievable to me when you make these small little changes and someone's body is just miraculously restored just because of the change in that position. It's amazing.
Well, truth is simple. So, you know, when there's truth, it doesn't have to be a big complicated thing.
No.
And now, if anyone wants to get a hold of me, our office number is 949-642-5660. And we're offering our initial consultation. It's normally $350, and we're offering that for $89, and that includes the initial exam, a scan on your nervous system, orthopedic neurological tests, and the first three x-rays. So it's a pretty great deal for people if they want to take advantage of that. And you can
And Dr. Connor, I want to chime in here and say when we're talking about a scan on the nervous system, just dealing with frequency and the actual process that you go through with a new patient, I mean, it's absolutely amazing. It's time-consuming on your part, so this is a solid offer. I mean, it's basically it's like buying someone lunch. You know, come in and I'll buy you lunch.
Yeah. Well, what we try to do, because I mean, we both come from a place of genuinely wanting people to be well and doing well, and so I want to find out if I can help them, and if I can, I will tell them, and if I can't, then we find somewhere else for them to go to, because sometimes I can't help people, you know. And
yes.
But at least we give them an opportunity to find out if there's something that can be done about what's going on with their body. So, and if you'd like to email me, the office is www.drshannonconnor.com. Or no, I'm sorry. That's our website, but our email address is drshannonconnor@att.net. So I'm always available to answer questions as well if you have any for me.
All right.
Anything you'd like to add here, Pete, if anybody, just kind of words of wisdom for people listening out there and people who are suffering?
Look, there's an answer, and just seek and ye shall find. I think one of the biggest maladies of mankind in general is not being open to take counsel from others. We just close off, so I'm saying open up, and there's really good information out there. So,
yeah, and you know, it's kind of like having a posture coach, a structural coach in your life. You know, if you want to get better, you have to have someone who knows more than you.
That's right.
In order to improve, so it's always good to seek someone that knows what they're doing in their area. You know, and the nice thing about I think what you and I both do is that we do look at the whole person. We're not looking at their fifth digit at the very end and specializing in that.
Yeah, exactly.
We look at the big picture as opposed to getting into the minutia. I mean, we do that too, but, you know, you have to be able to see the big picture.
Absolutely.
All right, Pete. Well, thanks so much for joining me tonight. And again, if anybody has questions for Pete, please give him a call. It's 949-939-8041, and he'll be happy to answer any questions.
All right, that sounds wonderful. Yeah, I really enjoyed having me on, and we'll just continue to fight the good fight here.
All right, thanks, Pete.
All right.
All right, good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye.